Today on Upper Cumberland Outdoors, I've got Lee Chadwell that's going to be talking about tree stand safety and picking that right tree for your stand. So, Lee, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Good to be here today.
Now, Lee, you're an avid hunter, fisherman, and outdoorsman yourself. And, I mean, what's, you know, we got bow season coming up, you know, deer season, you know, everybody hunting from a stand or hunting from a blind. But, you know, what I really want to get out to the listeners is, you know, the importance of picking that proper tree stand and tree for that.
Yes. So when you're going to a spot and look at the deer hunt, you know, one of the key things is kind of finding a good area. You're looking for food sources. You're looking for trails that they use, and just trying to pick the best spot out of the places that you can hunt. And once you pick that spot, then you kind of look at the trees around if you're going to be hunting out of a tree stand. And sometimes you might not find the exact tree you're looking for. It may not be the best tree, but that you have an okay tree in the best location. And so then you try to look at how to make that tree work best. And you might look at what type of stand you want to use. Do you use is it going to be good for a climber? Would it be better to use a hang-on stand and use sticks or screw-in steps on it, or maybe a ladder stand? And then sometimes you might not even have a tree at all, so then you might look at trying to set up a blind. But those are some of the good things you can kind of look at. When we actually talk about maybe picking a good spot for your stand, again, and where I tend to hunt and where I grew up is just down around Center Hill Lake, out on the farm. And so it's a lot of ups and downs and hills and a lot of elevation change. And saddles and flats up near the top were some of my best places. And when I'd go through and look, I'd try to find those areas where, you know, deer are kind of like people. They're going to be a little more lazy. They're going to try to take the easiest path. They're not going to do something really hard when they don't have to. So I go around, try to find those spots, and I look for multiple food sources. I look for mast trees such as acorns. Then I also look at some other browse that they might like, whether there's some crops nearby, or just certain types of vegetation that I know they like to eat. And also, I like to go out every year and look, especially right now, you can start to see if your acorns are going to produce. I think last year we had a very bad year for acorns. And my usual stand locations, I didn't see anything. And deer were out in the fields like crazy because that was about the only thing they could find to eat. So getting a good idea, because everything will change from year to year. You can kind of pattern them out and have good ideas, but you always get that little monkey wrench thrown in from time to time. And so I like to have a couple different options. And so just trying to pre-plan some of that and have some ideas. And then most importantly, if you are hunting from a stand, make sure, if you've never put one up, make sure that you read the directions or have somebody help you that is knowledgeable, and make sure that everything is put together correctly and assembled so we don't have any accidents. And if you have stands that are out there for a while, check on them. Check your straps. Make sure you don't have rusted bolts or screws or anything like that. And those are some just good safety things to look at before the season actually starts.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned preparation. You know, it's just like before the season, you know, you check your bow or your rifle, or you sight it in and all that. You need to do the same thing with your equipment, your stands. You know, make sure the straps aren't dry rotted. You know, make sure, the like you said, the bolts aren't rusted through. Or if it's a stand you've had for 25 years, you might want to think about getting a new one. But just knowing, you know, just checking out that equipment before we use it.
Yeah.
And that can save hundreds in medical bills later.
It can. It's, you know, there's every year there's accidents where people fall out. I know growing up I've had A lot of people used to make homemade stands out of old lumber or cedar trees around the area. And those could rot pretty quick and easy. And I know some people that fell out of those, as well as lighter stands, by not checking the straps. Tree grows a little bit and weakens the strap. And next thing you know, you're climbing in the top and it pops. And you're looking at 16 foot to 30 something foot, depending on the angle of the hill you could be on.
Yeah, so you want to check that equipment. Well, stay tuned for more with Lee Chadwell. My guest today is Lee Chadwell, talking about tree stand selection and location. So, Lee, we started out, you know, you talked about, you know, looking for a food source, what to look for when you're placing your stand, and, you know, what some areas you might want to think about. So what about a tree selection? What type of tree do you want for, I guess it depends on the stand you use.
Yeah, so it does kind of depend on the stand that you're using. You've got couple different types, like the climber stands. Usually they're in a two-piece stand, and you sit in one and use your feet and kind of pull up and just kind of inchworm up the tree.
Shimmy,
yeah, that's a good word for it.
Shimmy up the tree.
But to do that, you got to have a tree with pretty much no limbs on it. So it's got to be a nice straight trunk with no limbs. And if you find one that's like that, or maybe has one or two limbs, then you'd have to be able to saw those off to be able to get to the height that you like. Now, the one thing I can say is that if you do have a climber, make sure that you tie the bottom piece to the top piece, and that it's tight enough to where if the bottom piece does slide down, it'll only go far enough down to where you can still grab it with your feet and pull it back up. Because being up in the top of the tree and having one slide all the way down to the bottom is not a fun feeling. There's been injuries and so forth from that as well. So we make sure that you do have a rope tied to the bottom piece and the top piece. If you have a tree that's in the right spot, maybe it's a cedar tree with a lot of limbs or something else that gives you a real good back cover and doesn't leave you with an open silhouette, may not be good for a climber. So then you can look at two other options would be a ladder stand, or if you need to be more in and out with it instead of a more permanent stand like that. I hate to say permanent, but long term. You can use a hang-on stand, and then you can use either screw-in steps or what a lot of people like are sticks that'll strap to the tree, and you can get them in sections. It'll go 16, 20 feet or so, and that way you can strap those on, climb up the tree regardless of how many limbs you have, and then have a hang-on stand that you put up and just sit out of it.
And two, you know, like you mentioned, the ladder stands is, you know, they got two person stuff like that. So, I guess you need to check what you have, like your area that you're going to, because I mean, a ladder stand can be heavy. You got to lug that thing in.
Yes, even a four wheeler definitely helps if you can get a four wheeler with the ladder stands, but they are heavy. The two man stands, I know a lot of times many of the other family members that hunt on the place, we usually have other people with us. So we do like the two-man stands. And we actually look for the ones that have a double main rail on the side for the ladders, because they tend to be more stable. Also means they're a lot more heavy to carry in and put up. Those are the kinds that we typically like. You know, maybe out more in West Tennessee. I don't ever use it here because my place isn't set up for it. But you actually have like the bipod stands. That's a more like a sitting on top of a triangle, or not a triangle, a pyramid. And that's people used to hunt flat fields with. In my area, they just kind of don't work for what I have. So I've not ever really used them much. But so those are some of the deer stands. And like I said, when you're looking for a spot, it's better to find the right spot in the right tree, and then figure out what kind of stand is going to work out best for for that spot.
So basically, you go out when you're scouting, you're looking for, you know, your food source, water source, if it's trail's getting used, and then you want to select your tree, find that perfect tree in that area.
Yes.
And that's half the battle right there.
That's half the battle.
Well, stay tuned for more with Lee Chadwell. And today's guest is Lee Chadwell, talking about tree stand and selecting that perfect stand and selecting that perfect tree for your stand and safety with it. So, Lee, we've talked about, you know, scouting the area, make sure you got food source, finding that special tree that's out there, and then depending on what kind of stand you got. So what's some safety things that we need to keep in mind when we're doing this?
Well, so over my years of hunting, I've tend to learn a lot and learned a lot the hard way. And fortunately, I've been very lucky. But one of the best things to do is, if you're in a deer stand, is always make sure to wear a safety harness. Anytime you buy a deer stand now, they automatically come with a safety harness. Back when I started hunting as a kid, safety harness was not really ever thought of much back then. But now, like I said, they come with everyone. And it's usually like a vest style, so it goes over your shoulders and underneath your legs. And it's designed for when you're sitting in a stand. You also want to make sure that you hook it up correctly. You want it to be where you're sitting in the stand, the safety harness will attach to the tree itself, and you want it to be pretty tight. You want to be able to stand up, but when you're sitting down, you want it to be to where it's hard to bend over and grab anything. That way, if you fall out of the stand, it keeps you in a good spot to where you can easily get back into the stand. Now, over the years, there's also been a lot of falls that have happened from people actually climbing and getting into the stand, whether it's climbing up the ladder or climbing up a set of sticks and then going from the sticks and getting into the stand. And now they make safety, it's like a safety rope for ascending or descending out of the tree that you hook into, and as you walk up, then you slide your harness where it's attached, you slide it up the rope. So if you fall while you're climbing, it catches you and you don't fall all the way down to the ground. Falling out of a tree stand can be, you know, at best you break something. Most of the times you're in a very remote location, a very hard place for people to access. And if people don't know where you are, you're going to be very hard for somebody to find you or come looking for you. So those rescues or people, medical attention to come to you is usually very lengthy.
That's why when you mentioned preparedness, you know, you never go, you want to tell somebody where you're going to be.
Yes. Just like a boater's plan. If you're out on the water or anything, you know, when I go, I'll tell my wife, I'll leave a little note of where I'm at, what stand I might be at, and if I decide, maybe looking at the weather, I might do another one. So I'll put down, I'm either going to be here or here, and, you know, what time I'll be back. Cell phones are great, but cell phones don't always work either. So having that plan written out and having a family member or friend that knows where you're at is a good thing to have. Another thing is, not just to help you with deer hunt, but safety as well. A lot of times people are going in the woods way before daylight. So walking your path, going in and out of your stand, making sure it's cleared of debris, not only helps for a quiet entrance so you don't spook deer while going in, but also has less hazards for you to worry about falling, tripping over, or having any accidents like that. So just knowing your paths in and out and making sure they're good and cleared is another safety. When I'm in the stand, I don't like a lot of stuff, so I will have, a screw-in steps or accessory holders to hold my bag or to hold my firearm or my bow or anything like that. That's just one less thing that could potentially fall or be in the way or anything else. And those are very useful to have.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a lot of experience hunting in stands. I'm afraid of heights. You know, the deer would be able to bump their head. I can remember making a few stands, and they were only like 8 foot off the ground, not very high. You know, more or less a shooting box, elevated shooting house. But, you know, a lot of success happens, you know, up higher in a stand, and it's, you know, something I've never really mastered trying to do. But if I was going to use one, it'd be a ladder stand. I like those.
Yeah, those tend to be my favorite.
Yeah. Well, Lee, thanks for coming on the show and talking about picking out the right stand for you and what to look for and especially the safety aspect of it. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for having me.
This has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.